Today's guest, Jarrett Gorin, started Vanguard Planning. Jarrett has been in planning and development for about 34 years, started working for the County of Santa Barbara Planning and Development Division. He was there for about 5 years, went out on his own. No, he left and then for about 5 years working for other people and then went out on his own, started Vanguard Planning in 2009, primarily works Santa Barbara area, but has done work from here to San Diego. A few weeks ago, Jarrett gave me three topics. Then a week ago, he came up to me and said, "Oh, we got an update." And then a few days, he goes, "Oh, we still got another, more breaking news." So things are changing. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Jarrett Gorin.
Hey, Mark. Good to be here.
During the introduction, I called you a permit planner expediter, but we're going to call you a land use consultant, or LUC, L-U-C, land use consultant.
LUC, that's fitting.
There you go. Yeah, you need good luck. Do you remember Leslie Monser?
I do, from when I was a little kid, first starting out in planning.
Well, she was in real estate in the 90s, and she was one of my early guests, 99, 2000, and then she got out of Dodge. So tell me, Jarrett, there's Santa Barbara, City of Santa Barbara is trying to radically expand or codify what they call a creek buffer area, wipe out usable yards. What's that all about?
Well, I mean, we could speculate about what it's all about, but on its face, it's a new, it is a very onerous set of new regulations that is going to basically impose preservation easements on just about everywhere water flows in the city of Santa Barbara. And it's going to have major impacts on thousands of properties. And it's, you know, they have a lot of different reasons for it. And lots of them sound really good, you know, like preserving habitats and making sure we've got good creek corridors and, you know, keeping bad development from encroaching on creeks and all kinds of things. But the regulations themselves are pretty onerous and sort of account for it. Well, they amount to a complete ban of your ability to use your property if you happen to back onto one of these creeks. And it's not just creeks. It's, you know, basically any drainage ditch, et cetera, in Santa Barbara is going to have a buffer along it. So right now, the only codified buffer in the city of Santa Barbara for a creek buffer is along Mission Creek and Old Mission Creek. And that's 25 feet from the top of the bank. But they are coming along and they want to now expand that buffer along Mission Creek to 50 feet from top of bank on either sides. And then they want to put new 50-foot wide buffers along all, quote, major creeks. So that's 14 additional creeks. And those would be things like Sycamore Creek or San Roque Creek. They want to put 35-foot buffers on both sides of what they call flood control project creeks. And these are basically the cement banks, LA River looking things like Mission Creek down, like if you're, you know, along 101, like when you cross it on Carrillo. And then they are going to put 15-foot buffers on both sides of all minor creeks. And so what's a minor creek? I mean, basically everything is a minor creek. Like they're basically saying if we don't specifically define it in here, then it's a minor creek. And that could literally be like your neighbor's drainage ditch that goes across the back of your property or, you know, through the middle of your property or something, you know, things that don't carry water most of the time, you know, they might be 2 feet deep and 3 feet wide, but you're going to now have a 15-foot buffer on both sides of that. So this really impacts thousands of people. I'm not sure people really understand the extent to which this impacts them. And these buffers. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just want to remind people I'm talking with Jarrett Gorin, Vanguard Planning, land use consultant, and we're talking about the city of Santa Barbara only. You mentioned currently 25-foot setbacks from Mission Creek. Did you mention a second one?
No, that's it. Those are the only Mission Creek and Old Mission Creek. So Mission Creek is like what goes through Bonnet Park along
San Andreas. And of course, on its face, of course, you need, you know, it makes sense. You have a creek. You need a setback, 25 feet. Sounds good. I know we had some bad flooding a couple, 3 years ago. Did damage occur past the 25 feet, within 50 feet. So now they're saying, oh, now we need to expand it to 50 feet. Is that there?
Well, that's a good question. And this actually has nothing to do with flood control and flood damage. That's a completely separate set of regulations. Those are FEMA regulations, and all development in Santa Barbara already has to comply with those regulations. These are more geared towards preserving areas along creeks and keeping them free from development and trying to get rid of existing development that's already in those areas. So it's a whole nother layer of regulation on top of regulations that we already have in place for structure protection and health, safety, and welfare.
Well, that's really bizarre.
This goes way beyond that.
That's really bizarre. I mean, here I'm thinking practically, well, of course, we need to worry about flood control, and this has nothing to do with it. And earlier on, you said it's about, if I wrote it down, preserving easements and preserving habitats. What does that mean, habitats?
Well, it's plants, animals, you know, sort of natural-looking areas. And the interesting thing about that is that the city already has regulations that require preservation of habitat also, like if you're coming in with the project, but you have to have sort of a larger scale project for them to start imposing that stuff. What this does is it comes along and it does it to everybody. Every minor little backyard project you might want to do is now subject to this and, you know, effectively prohibited by this.
Boy, that's now, you know, for example, generally, I agree with Joni Mitchell. You know, I don't want to pave paradise and put up a parking lot. But if you're talking about someone's backyard that no one's going to really see, and, you know, they have a creek in their backyard, when you double it from 25 feet to 50 feet, that can encroach. I mean, my backyard's only 20 feet deep.
Well, Mark, I mean, on a lot of these properties, the edge of this buffer would be going through like the middle of your house. So basically your entire backyard becomes off limits for anything other than, you know, they'll allow a few things. So they'll allow you to pick up trash if you want to do that. You can remove vegetation for fire protection purposes, but I mean, really it's only things like that. Or, you know, if you want to put up interpretive trails, like natural trails and signage, like about the plants that are there, you're allowed to do that kind of thing. But you can't have a patio. You can't have a deck. You can't put in landscaping. You can't plant a vegetable garden. You know, basically, you could put out a few lawn chairs, maybe a barbecue, and I guess your kids could still, like, they're still allowed to kick a ball around in the weeds that you'd be allowed to have back there. But that's pretty much it. And just for some perspective here, these standards in these creek buffers, the limitations are much more restrictive than even the development limitations that we have along the tops of our ocean bluffs. So if I live on Shoreline Drive overlooking the ocean, there's more things I can do in the bluff top setback area than, you know, some neighbor over on Sycamore Creek down here on the east side would be allowed to do in their backyard.
And you mentioned that kids can play with a ball, but is it true they also are only, they're requiring organic balls only, nothing synthetic?
Yeah, they have to be fair trade balls.
My guest, Jarrett Gorin, owner of Vanguard Planning. And I don't know. I mean, look, I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, I understand flood control. I understand, you know, you want to preserve habitats, of course. And, I, you know, if it was out in the open, if it was a public park and you wanted to preserve it, everybody's going there. But for someone's backyard, where is the city at with being able to pass this? What's this process?
So they've just started it off. They had a public open house. They had an open house on Wednesday night last week. So, you know, started at like 5 o'clock or something. It ended at 7. And the very first meeting on this was at 9:30 a.m. the next morning, Thursday morning, at the Sustainability Committee. I was the only person from the public that attended. Everybody else in the room was staff from different city departments. So, you know, not a lot of people are aware this is going on. The irony there was every single person on the sustainability committee is potentially conflicted out because all of them, because of how widespread this is and how many people it affects, every one of them had a question about whether or not they were even allowed to vote on it. So the city attorney's looking into that one, but that kind of gives you an idea of, you know, how many people this affects.
How long
committee could be in conflict.
How long a process will this be before it's set in stone?
So the city has a pretty optimistic schedule posted on their website, you know, where it, the way they foresee things, this would be enacted into law, you know, sometime in May or June, maybe. I think realistically, we're talking about something that probably wouldn't become law until maybe 8 months from now or so. It's got to get initiated by council first, then it's got to go through hearings at the planning commission, then it's got to go to ordinance committee, then it goes back to city council, then they adopt it, then there's like a second reading. But I think, you know, 8 months, I mean, towards the end of the year is probably when we're realistically looking at this.
Okay, it's shocking. My guest, Jarrett Gorin, owner of Vanguard Planning, he's a land use consultant, and him being like the only civilian at this first meeting, which is why you hire people like him, and because this is his job, because he's going to have somebody call him wanting to put an ADU in their backyard, and he's going to say, well, you better get it through before the next 8 months. If people want to contact and get involved with this and maybe support it or be against it, who would they contact at the city?
I don't know specifically at the city. It's the Creeks Division, and they actually have a web page that's dedicated to just this.
Well, why don't you send me that, and I can add it to our podcast. What if someone wanted to call you?
They are more than welcome to call me. They'll have better luck if they were to email me, though.
Well, what's your email?
It's Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T-T dot G-O-R-I-N at vanguardplanning.com.
Yeah, I always remember how to spell your name because it has two R's and two T's. Jarrett dot Gorin at vanguardplanning.com. And you can email him to find out how you want to get involved in any of this, or if you are considering putting in an ADU or a room addition, or what are the top five reasons people call you?
We do tons of work on ADUs. We do house additions. We do complete remodels of homes. We do architecture as well in my company. So I have a licensed architect and some architectural designers, and we do all of the design work, the plans, all of the permitting and stuff. I would say ADUs are probably the largest single category of our business right now.
Okay.
And it's interesting to mention ADUs because the city's creek buffer ordinance here directly violates state ADU law. It establishes a discretionary review process for ADUs, and state law provides that those have to be done ministerially. So basically just bright line conditions, kind of like a driver's license, right? If you can see and you can read the chart and you pass the test, they give you a driver's license. That's ministerial. Discretionary is where we get into the weeds of like, you know, well, could you put it somewhere else? Or what if you change the floor plan? Or, you know, what will the profile of the rain gutters be? The kind of stuff that everybody gets tied up in the city for months on.
Right. And you're calling it ministerial?
Yeah, ADUs are required to be ministerial.
I've heard that term. Is ministerial equivalent to over the counter?
No, it's ministerial. They still have to review you, and you know, there's details they have to look at. So it's not really an over the counter permit.
Right.
There really aren't any such thing as over the counter permits. I mean, I guess if you want to replace a water heater or something. ADUs, basically, it's sort of like a checklist of things. And if you meet the checklist, you get your permit. And they're changing it so that now you have to go and do geotechnical studies. They take weeks, they cost thousands of dollars, and then you get to apply to the director of planning to review it. And then,
but wait, you're saying they're doing that now, or if they pass, if it's within this new zone?
If they pass this ordinance.
And I know generally the city, of course, is encouraging ADUs. So we're really at the nascent stage of this, the early stage of this creek buffer area. So hopefully it won't come to fruition. You mentioned ADUs. That's going to be another topic. And we want to get some, just to wrap this up, because I want to take a break and come back with some other topics. I forgot to ask you if this is going to affect people to get loans on their house or refinance if they put this into effect.
I think it could have a really devastating impact on that potentially, because some of the provisions in here would prevent you from being able to rebuild your house if something happened to it. They have all of these, you know, ifs, well, maybes and things like that. But basically, you know, lender is going to be looking at your house, which is collateral for that loan. And if you're subject to this ordinance, they're going to have to try to figure out what happens if something happens to your house can't rebuild it.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because they're talking about that in Los Angeles and, you know, all the people who lost their fires. And I thought, what's the general rule if you have a house and the setback you're using is 5 feet and it burns down and the new setback is 8 feet? Generally, do they let you build with the original 5 foot, or do they demand the new setback?
Well, it changes from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Generally, you can rebuild to what you had, but this ordinance specifically says that you can't. So this ordinance would say you can maybe have the same square footage you have, but it has to be entirely outside of their buffer, which again, on a lot of lots, that's the entire lot. So you right. have the option to like ask for modifications. You can go to planning commission, but of course, you know, the Creeks Division has to be consulted. And, you know, my history with Creeks Division over years and years is that Creeks Division always says no. Like if their choice is let you do something in a buffer or not, their answer is no. And so basically you could be reduced down to as little as 1,200 square feet maximum that you might be allowed to put back.
Right.
And they only put that in there to avoid takings challenges, or they think that avoids takings challenges, but that's what they put in to claim that they're not depriving you of the use of your property.
Okay.
Is they'll let you have a 1,200 square foot
okay.
house.
Okay. Let's leave it there. We'll take a commercial break. My guest, Jarrett Gorin, Vanguard Planning. You can reach him at Jarrett.Gorin, and that's with two R's and two T's, Jarrett.Gorin@VanguardPlanning.com. That's his email. And again, this ordinance is just starting out. It has nothing to do with flood control. It's about preserving habitats, which, of course, I'm not against preserving habitats, but this might be, they already have 25-foot off Mission Creek and Old Mission Creek, when they want to expand it to 50 feet. They want to add 14 creeks, and they want to add minor creeks. So if your neighbor has a garden hose on, you won't be able to build. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll come back and talk a little bit about maybe the approval process on planning, and there's some new ADU, new rules and laws. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.